So I guess this is the first destination update here for this this here new podcast. This time I'm going to be talking about Punta Arenas. Now, Punta Arenas is the southernmost city in the world, according to the people who live there, Chileans, or in the country of Chile. Of course, there's also Ushuaia, which is also considered the southernmost city in the world by Argentinians, and is a bit further south, but not quite as big. So depending on what you call city, this could be one of the southernmost cities in the world. It's like 53 degrees south, so it's quite a long way further south than anywhere in, say, Africa or Australia or New Zealand or anything like that. I've been there a few times, and this time I was there for 2 days, stayed overnight there, which is the first time I've actually stayed overnight there. So I got to see a little bit of the evening activities going on there, which was quite nice. I was only there a few days ago. I actually recorded this little review kind of, well, not really a review, little update on where I've been a few days ago. But I decided to re-record it because, you know, I've actually had time to think about like more of the format. So to get into to Punta Arenas, the easiest way, of course, well, most people get there, or let me put it this way, a very large number of people get there on cruise ships, which is, of course, the way I normally get there. But this time, I flew in, and on the flight down from Santiago, the capital city of Chile there, there's some direct flights that go straight down there, but more often than not, you'll stop over, you'll fly into Puerto Montt, and then take off again, and then go down there. You don't get off the plane, it's just sort of like a refueling, and we'll probably not and refueling. It's like to get more passengers to go down to Punta Arenas. Now, I've never flown into Puerto Montt either, and I thought, wait a second, there's a huge volcano there in Puerto Montt, the Olsona volcano. So I thought, well, if I go and sit on the left side of the plane, maybe I'll be able to see it. And it is a very spectacular volcano, a bit like Mount Fuji in Japan, or that kind of perfect cone shape volcano, and seeing it popping up through the clouds was very spectacular. I tried taking a photo of it, but I only had my iPhone with me, so it didn't really come out that spectacular on the photo, but it really was worth seeing. Now, wouldn't normally talk about flights down to flights at all. I don't want to talk too much about flights on this podcast because I want it to be more about the destinations rather than the actual flying there, because you know, complaining about flights and all that is a bit bad. But this is takes a long time to get down to the southernmost city in the world. But when you arrive there, you actually arrive at the airport, small little airport, just two gates, and then you get off. And if you look at the destinations board, you see this very interesting thing pop up, and it says Antarctica. You get flights to and from Antarctica from Punta Arenas, because it is like the gateway to Antarctica. You go there on cruises or fly down there for day trips down to Antarctica from Punta Arenas. It costs like $2,000, $3,000 to fly down to Antarctica for the day, but you can do it. Also, you can get cruises down there, and also it's because of the Falklands War. It's one of the only ways, or one of the closest ports that that feeds through to the Falklands as well. But also, if you're going to be going down to the south of South America, down into Patagonia, it's a good base to go explore Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego, or the Chilean side of it, and you can connect through to Argentina and Ushuaia down there in the south of Argentina as well. It's set on the Straits of Magellan, and which means it's sheltered by a lot of the bad weather from the Pacific, or the bad waves from the Pacific. So it's quite a calm strait there, but it's so windy. It's one of the windiest places I've ever been, and actually this is the first time I've been there where it's been so windy that they put ropes out through the streets and around the corners so you can hold on to the ropes so you don't get blown down the streets. And so when I'm talking windy, really, really, really windy. But also, it's quite an interesting little town. It's a frontier city. You know, it was once a bustling port before the Panama Canal opened, though. And so it's like very colonial city centre, lots of big stone buildings there, you know, with the town hall or the city hall, and some museums and the hotels and, you know, main buildings there in the city centre, all built of stone. But the rest of the place, because it's so much of a frontier town, there's a lot of corrugated iron, not a lot of wood, not a lot of bricks, but lots of corrugated iron, and the people there obviously paint the walls and the roofs just to make it a little bit more interesting, maybe through the long dark winter nights, and you know, there's not a lot of trees there because it's so windy. You know, it's a very barren area as well, so to make it more colourful, to make it a bit prettier, they put up these colourful walls and colourful roofs. The thing is, while it makes a very pretty town to look at from a distance, if you look at any one of these single buildings just on its own, it looks really, they all look really tatty. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them look really tatty. So when I was thinking, oh, I'll take a photo of this building, and I click, and it just doesn't look very interesting, you know, as a single building. So I think a photo project that I'd like to do one day is to, well, maybe not one day, maybe what, 2 or 3 days or over the course of the coming year, is that when I go there, I'll go around and walk around as many streets as possible and take photos of as many colourful buildings there in Punta Arenas as possible. I think that'd be quite a fun photo project to see all the different colours and different, like, ramshackle building designs there. The thing is, it's changing quite a bit because I guess a lot of more tourists are coming there on the cruise ships and otherwise as well. So they're actually doing a lot of refurbishment down along the seafront. I was there 2 years ago with my girlfriend at the time, and we walked down through the, you know, we thought we'll walk along the seafront, and we cut through and then walked back towards the port, and it was a bit drab. It was a bit shabby. In fact, it was very shabby. You know, dogs were chasing us through the streets. There was litter and shit all over the place. It really wasn't very nice, but that's all being refurbished now. So I reckon by next year, next summer, or next Southern Hemisphere summer, they'll probably have that all sorted and it'll look really nice. But it's, you know, it's opening up a lot there on the seafront. And, you know, they've got a new hotel down the front and casino and other things, you know, so you can actually go for a nice walk. And also you get some the old broken down piers there with the birds along the piers. Is quite an interesting sight too. What's there to do in Punta Arenas? There's not actually a lot. It's mainly a place to arrive and then get out, go on excursions. There's loads and loads of places around the town where you can book, you know, flights out or boats out or buses out or trucks out or walks out to go and see, you know, the penguins and the glaciers and the mountains and the islands all the way around there. I've done a few little trips out from there myself, not too far. But there's a lot to see there. In town, there's not a lot to see, really. I mean, you got some nice shopping, you know, just see souvenir shopping if you want that. But one of the interesting places to go to is the cemetery, the municipal cemetery. Now, it doesn't normally sound like a good destination, you know, tourist destination or sightseeing destination, but this is quite interesting. Not only are the tombs and the graves really interesting, you know, because they make mansions for the dead people here in South America, because they're not buried in the ground, they're buried in buildings above the ground, but also the trees that they've made there. It's all there. You know, they've all been, not, I was going to say carve the trees. They're not carving the trees. They're trimming the trees down into these, like, tall, rounded sort of phallic structures. But there's thousands of them, and they're all in long rows. So down these avenues, it looks like a fairy tale kind of scenery, kind of scene. It looks like something out of Disneyland or something. And so it's well worth seeing there, just for all the amazing landscaping there. And also, while the people who are buried right in the centre of the graveyard, they've all got these big mansions of tombs around the outside as well. The poor people are buried, but then again, they're not buried in the ground; they're buried above the ground, but in these sort of like apartment blocks for the dead. Each person gets a little, like, you know, of course, about 6 foot long by 2 foot wide by 2 foot high little slot in a wall. This goes up 2 or 3 stories, maybe 11, 12 dead people high all the way around the outside of the walls, which is a bit strange. You know, even in death, nobody is equal down here in South America. But yeah, it's an interesting place to look around, an interesting city to walk around as well. You can go up to the top of the hill, have a look around, you know, over the city. It's a good viewpoint there as well. Staying there, if you want to stay there, there's lots of small hostels and hotels all over the place. This time though, I wasn't paying for where I was staying, and you know, the entertainment department on the cruise ship that I was working for was paying for it. So they put me in a nice hotel in the Hotel Cabos de Hornos, the Hotel of Cape Horn. And it was a very nice hotel there, especially the food. Now, if you're ever in Chile, southern Chile, or especially in southern Chile or Argentina, check out the beef. So I went down for food, and there was just amazing beef fillet wrapped in ham with stuff. You know, it was absolutely fantastic. The thing is, one of the Argentinians who was there working with another entertainer on the cruise ship, he wasn't very impressed. He actually sent his beef back to have it cooked better or something. I'm not sure. But again, he's Argentinian. So even like the worst steak, or maybe a medium average steak in Argentina, is better beef than most beef that you'll get around the rest of the world. There's also, if you don't want to eat like steaks and stuff like that, well, I was going to say if you don't want to see it, there's a really nice burger bar there in the city centre as well, like 2 streets north of the main square there. I can't remember the name of it. It's called Limos or Limots or something like that. It's a nice burger bar. I've been to there a few times as well. There's a really nice chocolate shop, although their hot chocolate, ironically enough, isn't very nice, but the rest of the stuff that they have in there is fantastic as well. So look out for the chocolatier. I can't remember the name of that place either. And also, I was offered a free drink at the hotel, and I was like, hey, do you want a free local drink? And I was like, yeah, sure. And it's a thing called Sour Piscana, Piscana Sour. I can't remember again exactly the name of it. And so I took one sip of it, and it's like, this is interesting. And I took another sip, and it's like, very tasty, but maybe not the taste that I like. And then the next sip, I was just like, not really a drink that I can drink now with my meal. So I ordered some water there as well. So there's food and drink. What else was I going to talk about? Not really. Culturally, it's a bit strange. Like, if you go into Puerto Varas in the Lake District there, up near the Mount Orsono, it's like this little piece of Germany, like a little piece of Bavaria, just dropped into the centre of Chile. Well, down in the south there in Punta Arenas, there's a big Croatian population, and this happens all over the place in South America. Lots of little groups of people that would come and they would settle, and because there was nobody there, if you were there from Germany or from Croatia or from wherever you're going to come from in Europe, you'd turn up there and you'd dominate the area. And that's what happened there in Punta Arenas. There's quite a large Croatian population, which is quite interesting. I think that's pretty much all I'm going to say about this. Otherwise, the next destination is going to be Uruguay, Montevideo, the capital city there in Uruguay. It was going to be the Falkland Islands, but I was didn't get off the ship because I was performing that night on the cruise ship, so I didn't manage to get off the ship. But I'm going to go there later on in this trip, so I'll talk about it then. Otherwise, catch you next time.